Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, we cover the overreach of the Biden administration with the recent ruling on Title IX and how it will affect the everyday lives of our nation's citizens. I also sat down with security policy specialist Frank Gaffney, who provides eye-opening insights into the current state of U.S. security. But first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. On April 19th, the Biden administration expanded the meaning of on the basis of sex discrimination to implicate sexual orientation and gender identity. As Citizens Defending Freedom continues to push back against the changes to Title IX, we encourage you to consult the CDF Title IX Toolkit located on our website to stay up to date with what we are doing to combat this. Title IX will now force every K-12 institution, as well as college and universities, who receive federal funds to admit biological males identifying as females to compete in women's sporting events or else face boundless civil rights lawsuits. It will also allow a student's chosen gender identity to replace his or her biological sex when deciding which bathrooms and pronouns he or she uses, or which athletic team he or she participates on. It will subject educators and institutions that refuse to comply with the unlawful change to investigations by the Department of Education. It will erode student privacy by permitting biological males to undress in otherwise sex-separated intimate facilities reserved for biological females. It systemically disadvantages female students in schools who will now be forced to compete against biological males identifying as women in sports competitions. At this time, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina have all filed lawsuits against the federal government. We will keep you updated as this continues to develop. Next, I sat down with Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy, to explore global security. Here's a sneak peek of our in-depth discussion as Gaffney shares his expertise and insights on the current state of security in the U.S.
What we do is try to figure out what are the threats the country faces, defining national security very broadly, anticipate the ones that others may not perceive over the horizon, if you will, but headed our way, and then try to devise strategies for what to do about them to prevent them from, in fact, becoming an affliction on the American people and their nation. We've been doing that in the company of a lot of other people through a model that I call the Special Forces in the War of Ideas, which is to say we partner up with groups like yours, wherever possible, to get stuff done that any single individual, for sure, and even groups typically cannot do. And one of those at the moment is very much top of mind for me and hopefully for you all as well, and that is the idea that the Biden administration has stealthily surrendering our sovereignty to an outfit called the World Health Organization in the pursuit of what they describe as global governance. And at our Center for Security Policy, and people can learn more about it at centerforsecuritypolicy.org, we're pretty content with our form of government. It's not perfect. It's got some difficulties at the moment, for sure, but limited, accountable, representative governance under our Constitution is infinitely to be preferred over some arrangement where a Maoist from Ethiopia, picked for the job by the Chinese Communist Party as Director General of the World Health Organization, is going to be telling us if these two treaties the Biden team is working on and hopes to adopt in May come to pass. He's going to be the arbiter of what constitutes a public health emergency in this country and what we must do about it. I don't think the American people want that, and we're going to try to make sure they know in time to do something about it.
To view the full interview, visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com and head over to our on-air tab under media. That's it for today. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.